B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Toucher and Rich on 95, the Sports Hub.
.985 the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Joe Murray is in the wallet chair as well. Has moved over as a symbol of his being in the B chair. He's moved right into the middle of the console. If you're watching on Twitch, see that, Nick? If you're watching on Twitch, you get a nice face full of Wallach. He's sitting right in front of that camera.
Good morning.
He's like a young Sarge.
Oh, Jesus. That's just the comparison I need. Thank you.
So I'm guessing if you're doing business with the station in sales that you don't come in today, correct? Because no one's going to be doing anything?
Sure.
Yeah. I've worked in radio sales in the past. This is a day that you
right.
Work.
So like, and if you're an engineer, you probably don't have to get here, you know, much before 10.
Unless you're on retainer.
Yeah. So I'm guessing that this might be the day that the bathrooms are finally. Now, it is
all.
It is a Monday, which means things will be very, very filthy. Because the cleaning crew has got a 3-day weekend.
So this is you planning ahead of time that you might be able to go to the top floor bathroom unencumbered.
Oh, no.
What, you mean the downstairs
yes,
one?
Yes.
The downstairs one, and you'll be able to go in unencumbered and have the place to yourself.
Yes, the one with the little changing room off the side.
I'm not a psychopath.
I'm not going to be going to the upstairs bathroom.
Okay.
That's why I missed the old station, you know, in the basement. Oh, there was that the bathroom
private
in the back.
Bathroom. Oh, it was something else. So,
there was one on the second floor, too.
Yeah, with the shower.
Yes, that's right.
Yep.
That was a sneaky one that I introduced you to.
Well, what's interesting about that is people actually showered in that shower. Which I, for the life
people of, shower here. There's someone in there now, I bet.
That's weird.
Okay, where's the shower?
It's right off the downstairs bathroom. As you walk in the downstairs bathroom, there's a door to the right. As you walk in, there are lockers in there, and there's a shower in there.
See, I've heard a rumor that someone lives here.
I think that is untrue.
I don't think
if that happened, it doesn't happen anymore.
All right, because I heard a rumor that there was someone that was living here that was...
I mean, if I got kicked out, I'd think about living here. If you had to be here at 5 in the morning, you know, kick around for a while.
I have a friend who does sports talk in Atlanta, and he would go out, and I think he still does it sometimes, and he would just go out, like, say, Monday Night Football and get annihilated and then just come back. And
is that Bell? Is that Mike Bell, that guy?
I don't know who it is. I'm not saying it works. But, yeah, the tactic was to take a cab to the station, and there you go. Get a babysitter.
There's just nowhere to sleep here, Fred.
There's a couch in the back. I can show you.
In the hallway, in the back? Really?
Go down past the jock lounge. Keep going straight.
Oh, by where we meet, there's a couch there that the
other
morning shows.
That's out in the hallway. That's like,
you don't want to sit there. Nobody's there. It's like an empty studio down there.
Well, listen, I'll tell you this, is that you know who loved Chachi's couch was Mr. Tony Maserati.
Yes.
When his kids were at a certain age and he could not handle them.
Yes. He'd come in about 4 hours early and nap.
And he would bring clothes.
Yes, that's right.
He would bring clothes. All right. Here's something that's annoying. And this was published. What's today's date? The 11th. This was published yesterday. Pat's Robert Kraft wants Rob Gronkowski back for the playoffs. And Robert Kraft walked up to him and said goodbye when he was retiring, and then said that he wanted him to come back. And if you didn't know, time is running out for him to make his return.
That's right. I think they wrote this article with 3 weeks before the deadline.
Yeah. Right.
It's November 30th.
November 30th. Yeah.
Yes. Right. So why did we need this article today?
We already knew this story.
Yeah.
I don't know why they dropped it this week.
Well, Rappaport was obviously thinking of things to do. And public comment. Now, Gronkowski, obviously, his business... It helps his business if he's in the news and people think that he might be playing. And he said that I guess he would have to be back by the 30th of November.
Yes.
And he has said that he would have to have a month to get ready to be in football shape and to put on weight, which I don't believe that he could put on that weight in a month. I mean, he's really thin.
I think he could still play, though.
Whatever.
How many plays?
But wait, I mean, does the weight matter, though?
I think for his position into what he was good at, I'm sure he could still play. But he can't play.
Can he block as well at 240 as opposed to 270 or 235?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, come on now.
Then why was he that big in the first place?
Well, I just think that that was his thing. And then remember the whole pliability thing happened and his performance dropped.
Yeah, so exactly. So why?
No, I still think in a clutch, could he help as another blocker, another tight end, better than what they have? Absolutely.
Well, that's not saying much. But anyway, my point is that why would you drop that story yesterday?
Because there's nothing going on.
Yeah, there's nothing going on.
But I mean, the rest of the league, the Patriots have a lot of storylines.
Patriots are on a bye week.
And they won the bye week, if you think about it. Bills went down. Chiefs lost again. I know the Ravens won, but they beat the Bengals.
Well, the thing about the Buffalo game, too, was that it was Baker Mayfield not overly impressive, as far as I'm concerned.
Threw a couple of touchdown passes, Fred.
9 plays within the 3-yard line, and they could not score.
Nope.
Fumbled in the end zone, or got safety.
Safety, yeah.
Saw that coming. What did he get, 102.7? Yeah, Sammy D.
But you guys watch that. That's gonna say. We have a great quote from Sammy D. We'll play later.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you watched these games yesterday, guys. Like the rest of the league sucks.
Yes,
for the most part.
Yes.
The rest of the league.
We'll find out how good San Francisco is tonight. Green Bay looked pretty good last night, and out of nowhere, Pittsburgh looks better.
Yeah, gotta give them a little.
Pittsburgh has a playoff spot right now.
Yeah.
Remember where they were first month of the season? Pittsburgh has a playoff
spot.
Would
you take the Raiders or Pittsburgh right now?
Oh, boy.
Because I think the Raiders have the better quarterback.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's a tough call.
Yeah.
The Raiders surprised me this week. Philip Rivers was not good.
Yeah.
See, did you ride with Minnesota in the NFC now? After the Kirk Cousins situation.
Yeah, he has never won a game on prime time. He finally did last night. And I think the Cowboys are toast.
Yes.
Right? Now they play the Lions, and then they play the Patriots in 2 weeks. I think they're done. And when would you fire Garrett?
I would have fired Garrett 3 years ago.
He's never going to get fired.
No, really. At this point, right, with all the talent, the greatest offensive line in football, Zeke Elliott is the best running back. I know people can argue with me about that one. But, that's a good football team. And for some reason, I know they haven't fired him yet, but they have to do it in season. They have to send a message.
Why?
They have to send a message to somebody.
How many years do you think Jason Garrett's had the job?
I think 7. Is it more than that?
Yes, it is.
Wow. But they have to fire him now.
As a full-time head coach, he came in mid-season. This is full year. He's in his 9th full season as the head coach. And he took over for Wade Phillips middle of the season in 2010. He's never going to get fired. That team has been back and forth. I think Garrett's first 3 seasons, they were 8-8.
I wonder if there's an issue. If you were a coach, would you want to play there or coach there?
Oh, absolutely.
No.
Not like a Jim Harbaugh or I'm curious. They need an offensive mind. That's what they need. I don't think Dak Prescott's the answer. I don't think he's a bad quarterback.
Yeah, but he's not he's not an elite quarterback.
But after Barry Switzer left, and again, it was Jimmy Johnson, Jerry Jones' handpicked person, and then Switzer took over and basically won with Johnson's teams. Chan Gailey, Campo, Wade Phillips, Jason Garrett, the only guy of note who came in was Bill Parcells, and Parcells had a conversation with Jones and said, look, if you want me to coach your team, stay out of my way. And to give Jerry credit, he did, because he respected him. But he doesn't respect the head coaches he hires. He hires guys he can control.
I agree with that. The one guy I would go after is Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma. I know listen, it's happening now. Guys are coming from college to the NFL. But what he's done at Oklahoma, producing back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners, and now Jalen Hurts this year is very good. I don't know if he can turn around a Dak Prescott, but he's the hot name coming from college. I mean, they did it before with who's the other guy? Barry Switzer years ago. So why not do the same move? Harbaugh's not going to come out. He won't want to do it.
Barry Switzer, if you read Boys Will Be Boys, I think is the name of the book that Passan wrote about the Cowboys. Oh, the fun with Switzer. He did nothing.
No, like
Barry,
sure.
Barry Switzer did nothing. He made no attempt to control the team. Haley was masturbating during film sessions.
That was the White House days,
right?
True
story.
Those were the White House days?
That's a true story.
That's a true story. Yeah, yeah.
I think he took a dump in someone's convertible. Like Switzer didn't care. Do you know that last Super Bowl that Jerry Jones got a party bus? And I don't remember what it was. Say it was in New Orleans. And he loaded it with strippers and took the party bus to New Orleans rather than to fly. Like, they didn't care.
God bless.
Yeah, they were like, this is it. This is the last season. Let's enjoy it. Yeah, Charles Haley is a frightening individual. Mm. A frightening individual.
He was on, like, 5 Super Bowl winning teams, too.
But if we're thinking about coaches, though, like, I don't know, would Josh McDaniels be a fit there?
No.
No, I've made fun of McDaniels for not taking jobs. I could understand that he doesn't take the Dallas job. Yeah.
No, he wouldn't last a season.
What about Mike McCarthy?
Yeah,
I'd
take the Dallas job.
Yeah.
But if I was them, I'd...
Because his reputation is garbage now.
If you're Lincoln Riley, and of course, the best offensive mind, back-to-back Heisman Trophy, and Jalen Hurts was in the Heisman running for the first month of the season, honestly, I'd go somewhere else. You could pretty much call your own shot. Why work for a guy that is going to control what it is you do and how you do it?
Yeah, because they let Kingsbury pick his own quarterback. So, you know, you don't think Jones would be able to do that. All right. Mr. Chris Forsberg is going to join us. He from the NBC Sports Boston. We'll talk to him in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub.
I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Joe Murray is in the Wallach chair as well. Has moved over. As a symbol of his being in the B chair, he's moved right into the middle of the console. If you're watching on Twitch, see that, Nick? If you're watching on Twitch, you get a nice face full of Wallach. He's sitting right in front of that camera.
Good morning.
He's like a young Sarge.
Oh, Jesus. That's just a comparison I need. Thank you.
So I'm guessing if you're doing business with the station in sales that you don't come in today, correct? Because no one's going to be doing anything?
Sure.
Yeah. That yeah, I've sense. Worked in radio sales in the past. This is a day that you
right.
Don't work.
So like, and if you're an engineer, you probably don't have to get here, you know, much before 10.
Unless you're on retainer.
Yeah. So I'm guessing that this might be the day that the bathrooms are finally. Now it is
all.
It is a Monday, which means things will be very, very filthy
cleaning crew.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Toucher and Rich, Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Starting his drive was Murray. Did he get a moving screen?
Yeah
he did.
DeRozan, so frustrated. Hit Gordon Haywood. Gordon Haywood's coming over, shaking his arm. I'm not sure what he did, but maybe it's a finger on his left hand. Shaking that left hand.
Kemba Walker angles to his left, puts in the hands of Jaylen Brown. Celtics by 14, down to 86 seconds remaining in the first half. Tatum takes the handoff from Tice. Right-hand dribble inside the free throw line. Floater, front iron, no good. Tice keeps the rebound alive, but they're going to call a loose ball foul on him for getting it.
I'm more concerned right now with one on with Gordon Hayward coming out of this basketball game, shaking that left hand. Hope it's no more nothing other than that. I didn't see a foul there with Tice, though. Get a couple of free throws. I didn't see the hole. I didn't see the push.
He had his hands on Aldridge, but that was very little contact for a foul call. I wonder if Brad Stevens was giving some thought to the challenge there.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and there you heard on our very own radio station, I assume. The call of the Celtics game from the other night. Gordon Hayward, who was having career-best games, now has got a fractured hand. Chris Forsberg. Freudian slip. Chris Forsberg from the NBC Sports Boston covers the Celtics. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Hello, sir.
Good morning. What's going on?
Well, I got to ask you, this is very bad timing. What are you hearing about what's the latest on the Hayward injury?
Yeah, so I think he's supposed to see a hand specialist today, and I think they'll be ready to go right in and do surgery if they determine that's necessary. And as Brad Stevens sort of alluded to the other night, that could speed up the timeline. Sounds like it's a fourth metacarpal injury, which is the same thing that Baines had last season. And now Baines is a different beast, but they did surgery and he was back on the court 4 weeks later. Typically they'll say, my guess is if they do surgery or even if they don't, it's going to be somewhere in that probably 4 to 6 range. But, they'll probably have a better idea of that after today. You just feel for him because here we are. We've been peppering him with questions for 25 months about when is he going to get back to his old self and does his ankle feel right. And just as it looks like he's getting back to playing at sort of an all-star level, this happens, and so naturally, when he comes back, we're going to be sitting there and saying, well, how long is it going to take him to pick up where he left off and all that? But I guess the good news is it's sort of the offhand, not the shooting hand. And as Brad Stevens says, it doesn't feel nearly as dire as it did 2 years ago when he went down.
Also, the good news is this happens now instead of April, which would be even worse timing. So you expect him back during the season. But having said all of this, Chris, the offense continues to score at will on a lot of people, 135 points the other night.
Yeah, kind of masked by the injury that was a really good win over San Antonio. If you want to sit there and kind of, say that they didn't beat great competition on the road, it's still 3-0. They feels like they never win in San Antonio. To go in there and really blast a team coached by Pop feels like something impressive. Their offense has been great. Their defense, I thought their defense would be better than most people thought, but I didn't think it would be this good early on. They still clearly have holes. And the big thing to me is just we haven't seen it all together. It feels like they've had someone out every game, and certainly that will continue now with Hayward. But, maybe they get Cantor back this week and you get a better idea of how that big man position looks. But they've sort of been able to patch it together so far, and you look up and I still don't know exactly where this team sits in the hierarchy, but to be 7-1 it feels pretty impressive.
Hey, Chris, with Gordon Hayward being out, we obviously know Jaylen Brown missed some time as well. Do you kind of look at this as a blessing for Brad Stevens, at least having guys he know can be on the court and trying to fill those three players to fit two spots? In the past, seemed like somewhat of an issue for Brad Stevens, but is this somewhat of a blessing for him now that he only has to have two guys to fill those two roles?
I think he'd really like to figure out if the three of them work together. I think we all said that when Jaylen was out and Gordon and Tatum and Walker are all averaging over 20 points. It's like, well, okay, when Jaylen comes back, can they all coexist? Is there enough shots to go around? And the good thing is when one of these guys goes down, it does allow the other guys to sort of step up and play maybe a little bit more aggressively, knowing that there are more shots there. But it's sort of like the curiosity factor will linger. You roll it back to 2 years ago in the playoffs, Tatum and Brown have stepped up before when there's injuries. You just sort of get the sense that they'll be okay at that wing position. I'm not so much worried about the starters and that. Like, someone else deep on the roster is going to have to step up. I don't know if that's more playing time for Javonte Green, for Romeo Langford here, who hasn't played a whole lot as a rookie. Whether it's getting just Brad doing different creative lineups and finding a way for other guys to step up. But you know, someone's going to have to raise their level of play and bridge that, because Gordon does an awful lot. And you can get a lot of that scoring from your wings, but the assists, the rebounds, stuff like that, other guys are going to have to be able to fill that gap.
A popular narrative has been, now that Kyrie Irving is not on this team and you don't have a true ball-dominant point guard who dribbles a lot, the ball tends to move, everyone tends to get involved, and you were talking about other people stepping up. There's a freedom to do that. Is that as simple as that explanation for why the offense has been so good?
No, I think it's part of it, but I also think it's some of the development of these younger guys as well. Jaylen Brown's doing things that he didn't do in the past. His ball handling, his ability to get to the rim, finish through contact, it's just different. You can tell that, you know, Tatum is obviously taking better shots this year, whether that's being more aggressive at the basket or taking some of those long twos and turning them into threes. Just feels like they're playing smarter, they're playing better. You know, what we probably should have expected, that's what young players are supposed to do. But I think last year everyone, just because there was so much, you know, uncertainty about what roles were in this offense and where did they get shots, and Jaylen was more sitting in the corner waiting for the ball and putting up threes. This year it's able to accentuate what they do well better. I think guys understand better their roles, are willing to be more aggressive in the right spots. I think one thing that's been really important here at the start is that when someone has it going, they're doing a better job of trying to get that guy the ball. You know, the night Gordon had 39, it was clear, like, let's get the ball to Gordon and just let him do his thing. There's been nights like that with Tatum and Kemba. You know, when teams start trying to take away one guy, whether that's Kemba or Tatum or whatever, the others have to be ready to sort of be the focal point. I just think they've done a better job of that this year.
You're getting to a part of the point in the schedule here early that could be key for this team. You mentioned earlier you're not really sure about where the Celtics fitted in the hierarchy of this league. They have the best record right now at 7-1, but you have a good Dallas team tonight, and then you have a West Coast road trip coming up later this week. It seems like we'll all find out real quick just how good this team is.
Yeah, and I will say, I said sort of Saturday was a game that I thought would tell us a little bit, and for them to, again, to win it as easily as they did, especially when Hayward goes down, I thought maybe there'd be a drop-off that the Spurs would sort of get back into it. For them to maintain it, that's really encouraging. You know, Dallas, like you said, has with their star duo, is going to be a challenge. IT and the Wizards coming in, that's always going to have some emotion. But really out west, we'll give us a sense. Obviously, the Clippers are on that trip. Denver there. The end of that little swing is really daunting. But even Phoenix, who's been playing well and seeing Baines in a position the Celtics are struggling, I do think at the end of that trip, we'll know sort of better where this team is. The reason it's hard is because that Philly game was so jagged and so foul heavy. I don't know how that they sort of stack up there, but, you know, I do think Philly's one of the better teams in the league and maybe the best in the East. So I'll give the Celtics some credit there for hanging around in that one. And clearly they beat the Bucks. I hate to say you need to see it over more longer period of time, but because they've winning 7 of 8 is something to be impressed with. But I just want to see how it looks and whether they continue to build. They're top 5 in offensive rating, top 5 in defensive rating. There's a lot to be encouraged by so far.
Hey, Chris, Marcus Smart sounded off on the officiating the other night, made a comment that Brad Stevens doesn't have his back at times when it comes to fouls. Anything there? I know it's 7-1 and everything's through green lenses right now, but anything there with those two when it came to Marcus Smart's comments?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's certainly something to keep an eye on. You could tell Marcus was mad coming off the court. Initially, I thought it was just maybe he was mad because he picked up 2 fouls in something like 9 seconds, and now he's got 5 and has to go to the bench. But essentially, as you said, he sort of put it on Brad saying, listen, you know, they're calling all these sort of ticky-tack fouls on me. At some point, someone's got to step up and be like, you can't do that. And Marcus feels like 6 years in the league now, and he still can't get a call. And he's frustrated. So the two of them, because they've been together so long, seem like they smoothed it out pretty quickly. But I do wonder the next time Marcus sort of gets in a little rash of fouls, does Brad sit there and be more vocal? Does he show he's got his players back? And it's a good sign that the Celtics can have a little dust up like that. Whereas last year, maybe that turns into a 3-week headline spree of is Marcus Smart mad at Brad Stevens? And in sort of festers. It feels like they moved on from it pretty good, but Marcus is a fiery player, and certainly Brad knows that. One, he's got to protect him, make sure he doesn't get tossed from that game, and two, that, you know, find ways to keep him on the courts because the Celtics certainly need him.
Does Marcus have a case? I mean, he got fined $15,000 last week. Does Marcus have a case of referees looking at him differently than everyone else?
I think the case that he has that he made was that when Bridges pushed him to the ground, if the roles are reversed, Marcus probably gets tossed there, where it's like, okay, you know, Marcus has a propensity to get a little heated and to de-escalate. Maybe they throw him out of that game because it was a pretty blatantly flagrant push there. And but, you know, as far as like the ticky-tack calls, I don't know. Like, Marcus wants to get everything that when he's kind of going at the basket, but he not exactly like the superstar level call you're going to get there. I don't think he should worry about that too much. He's very rarely in that sort of foul trouble. So, you know, I think he's just more mad that he gets shoved to the ground. The ref just sort of called it a foul, but nothing. Maybe they should have been more emphatic about Bridges not doing the right thing there.
All right, Chris, finally, I'm not respected a lot at this radio station for my my knowledge of all things college basketball. I was a little underwhelmed with the pick of Grant Williams from Tennessee. I have had everyone from Mike Gorman to John Wallach to Rich Shurtleff to everyone up and down the dial telling me that I was wrong. Grant Williams, how many years in the league? Tenth man.
Tenth man? Well, I think it'll be even better than tenth man. I think
ninth man. You
know. Fred's dug in on this, Chris. He is.
Well, I mean, even Brad Stevens has said he's probably going to be 14 or 15 years in the league. He certainly has the basketball IQ.
Is he going to sweep up the sweat, or is he going to be on a professional franchise?
You know, it's hard because he is that tweener role, but like, listen, if he develops, he could be a small ball five in this league. He could be a starter. He could be a sixth or seventh man coming off the bench. The unfortunate thing is you're going to have everyone always comparing him to Matisse Thybulle because of the trade that went down. And, those two will always sort of be interlocked in the same way that we look at Tatum and Fultz. But no, I think Grant Williams is going to have a bountiful career. Your college basketball knowledge is far superior to mine.
It's far superior to almost everyone, but I'll tell you this: the real story. You say Fultz and Tatum. The real story is Jonathan Isaac in Tatum. That is that's another.
I've heard you banging this Isaac drum before.
That's right.
I heard you won the trade for him.
Well, listen. You know, some people have numbers that you know are complete. And others are just showboaters that try to, you know, get things done in a flashy fashion. But to Chris Forsberg, you are a nose to the grindstone journalist. We always appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you all. Take care.
All right. We appreciate it. All right. I have a piece of audio here I would like to play for everyone. We will have that after the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is where Boston sports fans start their day.
Oh, now, focus.
With Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Brandon Merriweather is scheduled to join us at 8 o'clock. If my phone goes off during any segment, just know it's my and my son constantly texting me about how he doesn't want to go to this basketball camp, which I've already paid for. in which he has attended on several occasions.
He's home from school today, I assume?
Yes. Leaf raking business has become quite the obsession.
Well, nice.
Well, no.
Is he pulling in enough cash to make it worth his while? I mean, what's the crew he goes out with?
The kids from the neighborhood? I don't know. It's just it never stops. At 7:30 in the morning, I got to deal with texts from my son saying how he doesn't want to go to a camp, which he's going to go to.
This is tomorrow or tonight?
It's tonight. It's today.
Today. Oh, all
it's
right.
Veterans Day.
Yep.
Yep, there we go.
Yep. Can't you just tell Milo, look, it's happening. Deal with it.
Yes, I mean, that's what the deal is.
Yeah.
All right, so New England Fat Loss is a company that is working. Bird, you're endorsing New England Fat Loss, correct? Now, how much weight have you lost so far? He's lost 25 pounds.
Wow.
In just a short amount of time. So when you have results like that, how do you express those results to people? Is that you record a commercial. And so Bird recorded a commercial for New England Fat Loss. And what they do is they give you a script. And from that script, you read the words and you try to get it out there. And that is my son.
Is it really?
Yep.
And he understands that you talk on the radio, right? And
oh, no.
Not to call in the middle of a segment?
No. What's going on is the rake leafing business is far more important. And my wife's still asleep. Or, you know, this could all be being dealt with at home. I have a feeling I'm calling the home phone number when this break is over and getting in an argument. But so Bert is handed this script, and it is all written out, and Roger is in his studio, and he is taping this, and here's what we got.
I'm rolling whenever you're ready, sir.
All right. It's Bird. I got to tell you, the horse got out of the barn. With my weight, and I finally had to come to the conclusion that I was a fat ass.
Is that the copy?
The horse is out of the barn.
And I'm a fat ass.
Okay.
All right.
And we're off.
And we're off and running. The inflection on this is just magical.
It's Bird. I gotta tell you, the horse got out of the barn. With my weight, and I finally had to come to the conclusion that I was a fat ass.
With my weight, and I had to come to the conclusion.
the cocoon he stepped into.
Yes, indeed.
The conclusion. Part of a cocoon that you stepped into.
He had to come into the conclusion.
Yes.
With my weight, and I finally had to come to the conclusion that I was a fat ass. I reached out to the Wing of Fat Loss for help. I'm on my second week of the program, and I've already lost 15 pounds. And I feel great. And we are just getting started. I can't believe how fast the weight is coming off me. It's crazy.
Yeah. You go to a wake and you got to get that stuff off.
I'm just saying the words tumble out of him like water over a waterfall.
Now, is Roger at any point telling you not to?
he told me to slow down.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like, you're way too excited for this. You need to calm down. I'm like, I know. Hold on.
And the copy said that you were a fat ass?
No, I added that.
Yeah, because I'm going to guess that they don't want you calling yourself a fat ass during the commercial.
Well, I was at the time.
No, it was. This is before and the after, you see.
Yeah, but I'm not positive that the company wants him calling himself a fat ass. That was what you improvised. Sometimes you got to improvise.
Okay.
And I feel great. And we are just getting started. I can't believe how fast the weight is coming off me. It's crazy. If you're struggling with a weight loss... 3, 2, 1... If you struggle with your weight like me, call New England Fat Loss. It's not too late to lose the weight before the holidays. Wouldn't it be great to show off to your friends and family, hey, look at me, I look great. Just for the holidays. Let's go, people. Let's do this.
Just for the holidays. Can you imagine, too, like, thrilling the family that you live with? Like, coming out of your room?
There it is. Wow.
And saying, like, look at, I've lost all this weight. Mom and Dad, who rest right next to my room.
Just for the holidays.
That's right.
First sentence, you said, it's Bird, and I got to tell you, the horse got out of the barn with my weight. You put a period on there.
Okay.
So just be as natural as possible.
I didn't like that line.
I'm rolling whenever you're ready.
It's Bird, and I got to tell you, the horse got out of the barn with my weight. And I finally had to come to the conclusion that I was a fat ass. I reached out to New England Fat Loss for help. I'm on my second week of the program, and I've already lost 15 pounds, and I feel great, and we are just getting started. I can't believe how fast the weight is coming off me. If you struggle with your weight like me, call New England Fat Loss. It's not too late to lose the weight. Before the holidays, especially.
It's not too late to lose the weight before the holidays.
It's not too late to lose the weight before the holidays. Wouldn't it be great to show off to your friends and family how good you look for the holidays? Let's do this, people. Let's go.
Slow down a little bit.
Okay.
Back it off just a little bit and try to be a little more metered.
Okay.
That's all.
Yeah. Now, what does metered mean?
Balance. Right?
Okay.
Oh, it's Bird, and I gotta tell you, the horse out of the barn with my weight.
Horse.
I did not like that line. It was on there. I'm like, can I change that?
Yeah, well, I mean,
it's English, Bird. You should be able to.
It wasn't. You know, it wasn't up
on a page.
Yeah, it wasn't up to your specifications. I mean, you demand a certain amount.
Perhaps Chinese or Spanish. Maybe that would help.
That's all.
It's Bird, and I gotta tell you, the horse out of the barn with my weight.
Horse. Yeah, relax.
It's Bird, and I gotta tell you, the horse got out of the barn with my weight. And I finally had to come to the conclusion that I was a fat ass. I reached out to New England Fat Loss. I reached out to New England Fat Loss for help. And on my second week of the program, I've already lost 15 pounds. I feel great, and we're just getting started. I can't believe how fast the weight comes up.
Keep it slow.
Yep.
And just getting started. Pause, keep it slow.
Okay. I can't believe how fast the weight is coming off. If you struggle with your weight like me, call New England Fat Loss. It's not too late to lose the weight before the holidays. Wouldn't it be great to show off your fam... Yeah.
When you do this, you're kind of thinking about it. Wouldn't it be great to show off
Wouldn't it be great to show off to your family and friends a healthy new you for the holidays? Let's do this. Let's go.
I don't know how Roger does it.
Oh, hell no, there go that horse.
What? Explain to me why you were so excited about all of this.
It was my first one.
No, I understand that, but after like four or five reads, you were still somehow maintain that incredible amount of power.
It was a 30-second spot, so I'm just trying to read as fast as I can. And you know, if it was a minute, I would have been more slower.
Yeah,
but
he would have been more slower. That's no question about it. Well, Bird, congratulations on the weight loss.
Appreciate it.
And the fantastic read. Brandon Merriweather is scheduled to join us at 8 o'clock. Whether he will or won't is going to be an exciting adventure. But we will do our best to get in contact with him. We will be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
At 8.5, Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, Joe Murray, and John Wallach was out handling my personal issues with my son flipping out with his burgeoning rake leafing business.
Did you get everything under control?
Well, I woke my wife up and I said, and I said that my son is calling and texting constantly. Could you please put an end to that?
And she said, what?
She said, fine. And but you guys were talking about it. A Tale of Two Gentlemen, Joe Murray, a high school phenom athlete.
Yeah.
John Wallach, a high school phenom clarinet player.
Correct. We both excelled at our separate things.
Now, Joe Murray, were you down with the woodwind crew when you were in school?
No, we didn't have, I don't think we had the...
No marching band.
No, none of the... No. I went to a small private school, Newton, near where where you live.
Now, are you sure there? Because, like, I don't think there was a soccer team at my school.
No, we had, like, an intramural soccer team.
But I'm not positive.
No.
Because I don't know if the back of the jacket with the foot meant soccer or running.
So which school was this?
This was North Farmington High School.
Okay. Was that the one you got kicked out of?
No, that's Country Day.
Okay.
No, North Farmington High School was a big public school. But I'm not positive that they had soccer. So do you know for a fact, Joe Murray, that there was no band?
There was no band in my school. We only had like 250 kids in our school.
And you dominated.
I was, yes. I was my freshman year. I weighed in for football. I was 6 feet, 286 pounds.
Oh, jeez. And what did you?
And I wanted to. I wanted to play fullback.
Wow!
And then they were like, "You're going to be an offensive lineman."
All right. So what did you play? Left tackle?
I played both tackle and defensive tackle, and I kicked for a little bit.
You kicked
at one
straight
point,
on.
Or I could kick the crap out of the ball. No, toe style. And then one day I went for a kick, I missed it, and that was it. So and I snapped. So it's kind of hard to snap and kick at the same time. So yeah.
All right, and then John, what were your accolades in school?
First clarinet in the high school marching band.
Now, is it true that
wind you... Wind ensemble? I mean, I did it all. Let's talk.
Is it true that you had to wear a cape?
No, not a cape. Not a cape. The Lexington High School where I went to, we were called the Minutemen. So we had that tricorn hat we had to wear. You've seen a picture of me?
Yeah, but
you've seen the picture? That's what I had to
fuzzy.
Wear.
It's fuzzy.
It's like not it's a fuzzy. Yeah, the school colors are blue and gold. I assume they still are blue and gold. So we had to dress up like all those Minutemen in the photos you see in 1776. We had to dress up like that.
Okay, was there a certain amount of pride as you?
Oh, the babes loved it. I tell you, got chicks by the truckload.
But there's always stories of people that were in the band that like
yeah.
there was. It was a very like. A horny time for people.
Like
sure.
Like American Pie.
It's exactly what it's like. They nailed it. Stuck the landing. It was perfect.
One time at band camp.
That's right. I mean, the flute players, yeah.
I mean, because not only American Pie, but I mean, throughout the time, people have always been curious about the people in the marching band. There would always be like one hot girl in the marching band.
Correct.
And then you couldn't figure out... Like what was going on, and they were like very difficult to talk to because they were very wary of people that weren't in the band.
We had that. That one hot girl was dating the starting quarterback, if I remember correctly.
Oh,
see,
yeah, see, she wasn't a mysterious hot one.
Then. No, she was very obvious.
Yeah, there is always in everything. There's always generally a gaggle of girls. That are doing something that maybe you wouldn't consider something an attractive girl would do. There's always like one mystery hot one, and very difficult to talk to.
Yes, that was true. Except we knew her story. Okay. She wasn't mysterious.
Is that still a thing now? Dating the starting quarterback. I'm guessing
I
don't know.
I remember the Not a Surf song, popular, you know? Yeah. Quarterback, I'm popular.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They stuck
I don't know if that's
while.
Still the thing, though. I mean, maybe like the captain of the team. I don't know.
Do girls even like athletes anymore?
I mean, I graduated 19 years ago, so I don't know. I mean, I guess it was kind of a thing.
It was a thing when I was there.
Well, it was a thing when I was in high school, but I didn't. But I'm not positive it's that way anymore.
Hmm.
It seems like the you know as the internet culture has grown, maybe you're looking
nerds have a chance.
You're looking for a guy with like some tats.
Mm. That could be,
yeah, you know, like a neck tattoo or something like that.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I'm not positive that the quote unquote jocks are pulling it all up
yeah.
now. It's not like when Meriwether was in school.
You can ask him.
Yeah, I think that's one of the questions.
It's three the hard way.
Well,
you know how it is now with a lot of athletes. They actually get to choose the school that they want to go to.
High school.
They'll put the hat down of where they're going to go.
Oh, and then
put on the hat.
Yeah.
And we've seen movies, all right? Like He Got Game.
Well, Meriwether said, he said, did you see He Got Game? And he said when he went to South Carolina, this is last week.
Yeah.
He said when he went to South Carolina, it was exactly like that.
And you know who the head coach was at the time? We found that out at the end. Lou Holtz.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was Lou Holtz.
I was going to say.
He told us at the end of the interview that he only saw Lou in the last 20 minutes. But I got to be honest with you. I'm thinking Lou kind of understood what was going on.
But now, like, basketball stars, like, they're one and done, right? They can choose. And we've had a ton in the area. And none of them can go to Boston College or UMass.
It's
you know,
so
they'll
sad.
Go to Kentucky or Kansas
so
or whatever.
Sad.
Wait, there's a ton of... prep athletes in basketball in Massachusetts?
There have been, yeah. Shabazz Napier was one of them. Who's the kid from Everett Bird?
Nerlens Noel.
Because Nerlens Noel is the only guy that I
Yeah, so Tilton Academy, which is in New Hampshire.
Yeah,
is
that's where Noel went.
And when I played ball, Worcester Academy was like loaded. Craig Smith
and there's
a bunch of other players.
Well, Craig Smith went to, there's a basketball school at Northfield Mount Hermon that a lot of guys go to also. That go to D1 schools.
Oh, yeah, the prep schools around here are outstanding, and then they play. They get eligibility to go here. They get the extra year in college, and then...
Yeah, because the saddest thing I saw is that there was a tight end that committed to Boston College, And then randomly he decided to send out tape to like other schools, and he actually had a good senior year. So he's like, well, of course I'm not going to go to BC.
Yeah.
He's like, I had a good senior year.
I know. I read about a kid on the North Shore that's like a star tight end at Penn State. Who loves Gronkowski.
Awesome. He was awesome this weekend.
Loves Gronkowski, and actually Penn State gave him number 87.
Yeah, he's good. So, this kid's legit. He's only a sophomore, though, so he's going to need another year. But this kid is legit tight end.
Well, what's his face? His kid is starting for – is he still starting for UCLA? Burton?
Oh, no, he's the backup quarterback. Yeah. He started one game, but I think he's the number one backup.
Yeah, UCLA's turned it around big time.
Yeah, I mean, Newton South's probably got the best program.
Great offensive line coach. I was coached by Coach Quigley there.
You know what?
Great guy.
They might get lights one day.
Well, I played at that home field. That's where I played in high school.
Yeah, they might actually get lights eventually.
Wow.
So they can play a night game. Unlike
the Newton North field, though. That's a different.
Well, the Newton North is just stupid. Like, there's like a gym area, two indoor tracks.
Yep. South has like a water fountain.
South and North are completely different. Like different lifestyles.
I've heard. Like, well, North is in the bad area of Newton. So they had they had to have all the bells and whistles over there.
I see.
All
right.
South is just putting your nose to the grindstone, getting it done academically. Don't worry about it.
Bad side of Newton. I've never heard that before.
If you cross 90, the show,
here we go.
What, like Newton Wellesley Hospital, Washington Street?
No, no. You got to cross the pike other way.
Newton Wellesley Hospital is right across the street from.
From where Freddie T plays the golf.
Oh, that's your golf. That's a nice place.
That's his golf. Right, baby. Yeah, that's his club.
Yeah, that keeps it classy. I mean, there's a couple holes where you can see the train in I-95, but listen.
Riverside is just distant memory.
All right, Brandon Merriweather is calling in right now. We'll have him. No commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Sports Hub.
I can't believe he did that.
Rich.
Didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
This what y'all wanted for 98 miles? Alright, man, you got it. Hey, well, listen, man, I'm only giving y'all a little bit, you know what I mean? Check me out. Let me give off the 98.5. You could have done better behind the wise guy. Touch and Rich will give you good sports, but your hip game suck and you ugly as f***. Touch a look like Al Bundy on crap, while Rich look like you been banged from the back. I got a new name for you. I bet you like that. It's the little Sloan Pack. Can you imitate that? Ha ha. I bet you like that. Strip club on the way. Wall dick, where you at? 898 miles, man. Y'all sure y'all want me to do this, man?
What about Tony Mass?
Let me get something straight. Tony, I heard you was gay.
Bertrand's next.
That can't be so. Mark Debuchin is the one that told me so. Ha ha.
Mike Felger.
On the pretty ass guy. I heard you was.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.